Hi, I'm Scott Unash, and this is a KGYM Sports View. It's the age-old argument, new thinking versus old school, progressive thinking versus old guy who yells at clouds, young versus old. And it reared its ugly head again this past week in Major League Baseball. Tim Anderson of the Chicago White Sox hit a mammoth home run off Eric Keller of the Kansas City Royals on Wednesday at Guaranty Rate Field, and after admiring it, tossed his bat like a javelin toward the Sox on-deck circle. Several Royals immediately let Anderson know their feelings about the display of emotion, and everyone who follows baseball knows what was coming next. The inevitable plunking the next time Anderson came to the plate. You have the arguments. Shifts versus playing the defense straight up. Sabermetrics versus gut feelings. But for baseball, this is the hill that so many choose to plant their flag upon. Who is right? The batter showing emotion or the pitcher not wanting to be shown up? First off, there's no right or wrong answer to this question, but there certainly seems to be a great age divide. Without a doubt, baseball fans of a certain age, maybe above their 40s, see the old school way. Act like you've been there before when you hit a long home run. But certainly the younger generation see this as baseball being fun and edgy and getting highlights on social networking where they tend to reside these days. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette had an excellent piece in Sunday's paper about the feelings of the Cedar Rapids Colonels on this matter, and it was very interesting to see that even among young people there is a divide. Pitchers were dead set against bat flips and showing of emotion, while the hitters said the more emotion, the better. Now I'm really confused. I guess I have mellowed on the bat flip issue over the years. I used to be dead set against seeing a batter show up to pitcher by showing any emotion whatsoever. Now, I can tolerate it somewhat, but only if the act is not being pointed toward the pitcher. I didn't think the Anderson situation was anything like that. I thought it was just an outpouring of emotion by a player giving his team the lead. Baseball is not talked about nationally nearly as much as it used to be even 10 years ago, but hey, that's a different subject for a different day. At least this game and incident got baseball on the front burner for a few days anyway, before we dive back into the NBA playoffs. And that, I believe, is something that all baseball fans can agree on. I'm Scott Unash with the KGYM Sports View.